The book of Ephesians tonight, chapter 2, and I'll begin reading at verse 4. Ephesians chapter 2, begin reading at verse 4. I'm not going to have you to stand tonight for the reading of His Word. You say, why? Well, the reason why, you had a chance to get up and shout a while ago. And if you didn't get up and shout, that's your problem. Chapter 2 of the book of Ephesians, beginning at verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I want to lift a thought tonight from this passage of Scripture. I want to talk about grace. Verse 5. Last few verses says, by grace ye are saved. Now, when we think of grace, grace is God's unmerited favor or His free mercy. Now, when I think of grace, this grace is amazing. It's amazing. The songwriter penned it this way: amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieve. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Now, when I think of this grace being amazing, the songwriter is talking about this. It was grace that put me under old-time conviction. And this same grace, well, glory, that put me under old-time conviction, this same grace my fears relieved. Oh, aren't you glad for grace this evening? Oh, because of grace, we have peace with God. In Romans chapter 5 and verse 1 and 2, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Aren't you glad for the peace? Now, every time, Brian, I think of peace, I think of this church some years ago, and it was a church kind of like Rubyville. You ought to shout right there. This was a church, believe it or not, that would praise the Lord, and they would, pardon the expression, they would let their hair down. And it was in the days when they didn't have air conditioning as we have today, and they would have the windows up. And they would be shouting and running the aisles, and some would even go outside, run around the church. And this upset the neighbors. And so the neighbors decided to take this church to court. So they took them to court, and the black-robed judge came in. And he wanted to know what the charges was against this church. And the neighbors said, "This church, they are disturbing our peace." But guess what happened? The judge threw it out because they did not have peace. Only God's people have peace. Oh, aren't you glad for that tonight? And then we notice that Amazing Grace has some more verses other than the ones we usually sing. And verse 5 goes like this. "The Lord has promised good to me. His word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures." And verse 6 goes like this. "Yes, when this flesh and heart shall fail and mortal life shall cease, I shall possess within the veil a life of joy and peace." Oh, aren't you glad tonight for the joy and the peace that we as God's people have because of this grace? And the last verse says, "The earth shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbear to shine. But God who called me here below will be forever mine." Oh, aren't you glad this evening for grace? I don't know about you, but I feel kind of religious. As I was meditating upon this message, and as I was thinking about Rubyville and how the Lord is still blessing here in this church, I thought about a preacher friend of mine that's in heaven tonight. At the Mount of Praise camp in Circleville, the evangelist got sick, and they had this man to preach. His name was Ted Mendenhall, old-fashioned preacher. Old-fashioned preacher. And believe it or not, he preached that afternoon, and he took his text from the 18th Psalm, where the feet, our feet shall be as hinds' feet. But old Ted didn't pronounce it hinds' feet. He said hens' feet. And he preached a message on hens' foot religion. And you know how a chicken's feet are, how they got that one foot behind, toe behind, you know. He said that keeps you from backsliding. So he preached that message on hen's foot religion. And when the invitation was given, the altar was lined. And the general superintendent, you'd have to know Ted to know what I'm going to say. The general superintendent, during the altar call, slipped over and said to Ted, Ted, that's not hen's foot, it's hind's foot. And Ted said to the general superintendent, "Hen's foot or hind's foot, here's the results." Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In Titus we read, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope." Oh, hallelujah. Brian, I'm glad for that blessed hope that I have tonight. After this life is over, Cal, I've got a better place to go to. Well, glory, I'm about to get blessed. Aren't you glad tonight for old time salvation? Aren't you glad for the hope that we can have in Jesus Christ? Oh, I'm glad for those old time preachers. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad? By grace are you saved through faith. Oh, I was listening to a preacher the other day, and he said something that cranked my tractor. He said, when fear comes knocking at the door, send faith to answer, and it won't be anybody there. Well, go back. Aren't you glad tonight that you and I can have faith in Jesus Christ by faith? One day, many years ago, I reached out and touched the hem of His garment. And hallelujah, He saved me and adopted me into the royal family and made me a candidate for heaven. I guess we ought to get a little happy down here. Thinking about being happy over there. This is the quietest world that you'll ever live in. By the grace of God, I am what I am. Amen. By the grace of God, I am what I am. You say, who are you? Well, I'm the main dude. I found out in 1994 who I was. I was in revival up at Sugar Grove, and on my way back through Chillicothe, I walked into Big Bear. I needed a few groceries, and there was a young man. I appreciate young folks. They've got a language all their own. And there was a young man, Cal, running the cash register that night. Most of you heard me, but if you heard it before, you just laugh like you've never heard it. So I walked up to the cash register with the groceries that I needed. And this young man, he looked at me and he said, "My, you look nice." I said, "Thank you." He proceeded to check out my groceries, and he got them checked out. I paid him. And he looked at me again. He said, "Where have you been?" I said, "I've been to church." Well, that kind of floored him for a little bit. Finally, he got his thoughts together, and he said, "Do you like to go to church? Or are you the main dude?" Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I said, "I guess I'm the main dude." Amen. Praise the Lord. But aren't you glad tonight, by grace ye are saved? Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace that is greater than all our sin. Aren't you glad that His grace is greater than all our sin? Aren't you glad tonight? One of the old timers said, if you've got sin in your life the size of a big chuck hole in the road, that God's got the grace the size of a 640-acre farm to cover that. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad that grace will roll on like a mighty river forever. Oh, I'm glad for grace tonight. I think of Paul. How he had a thorn in the flesh. And he petitioned the Lord that he might remove it. But he didn't do it But he said, Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee. Paul said, most gladly, therefore, will I glory in mine infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Aren't you glad tonight that we still need the power in the day we're living in? We still need the power. I'm glad for the power that we can have. I'm still old-fashioned. Amen. I'm still old-fashioned. Somebody said to me a few months back, said, you haven't changed in over 35 years. But I said, that's only half of that story. I don't plan on it. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad that we as God's people, we have something to shout about. We have something to get blessed about. Hallelujah. I'm sick and tired, Cal, of dead churches. But I'm glad that we can still be alive and well. We can still be on fire for God. Oh, I still believe in the fire. Oh, you say, well, I like the quiet kind. My dad, he always said this. If you've got it and can't feel it, you can lose it and never miss it. I believe old-time salvation can be felt. Oh, we're a happy crew. Some of you look like this is not going down very well. But I didn't drop in. They invited me. Amen. Praise the Lord. But aren't you glad tonight for the fire? And the Appleman brothers used to sing, fire, 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 falling at the mourner's bench, fire that the devil cannot quench. If you're neath the glory spout, you can't help but sing and shout, fire, fire, fire. We still need the fire in the day we're living in. That's why people are attracted to Rubyville. I'll puff you up a little bit. That's why they're attracted to Rubyville because of the fall. I talk about you all the time. It's all good, too. Hey, man, I really do. I hope this don't kill the meeting. But I tell folks all the time, you ought to take one trip down to Rubyville. Just one trip. But they won't do that. You know why? Well, glory. They're afraid if they come down to Rubyville, they might get saved. Oh. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. They've been going through the motions for a long time. But aren't you glad for God's grace? Grace woke me up this morning and grace started me on my way. Aren't you glad for grace tonight? His grace is still sufficient in the day which you and I are living in. I'm glad that His grace is still sufficient. Paul, writing, said, and I, brethren, when I come to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the Spirit and the demonstration of His power. Aren't you glad tonight for the power of God? I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. I'd rather know tonight that my name has been recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life than to be the world's richest king. Oh, I'm glad that I got it that way. Hallelujah. Oh, I never will forget how the fire fell. Praise the Lord. I was praying at the altar and the fire fell. Amen. Praise the Lord. I got something worth living for. I tell you, it's been good. It's been good through the years. I tell you that there's been some valleys that I've been through. There's been some mountains that I've had to climb. There's been a lot of disappointments. But say, He has never left me alone. Well, glory. He has been there. He's been there, Cal. When the doctor shook his head and said, it's all over. I don't think, Brian, he's going to make it. But then, I heard a voice saying, Charlie, it's not over till I say it's over. I've still got some more sermons for you to preach. Hallelujah. And I'm going to see you through. I say glory to God. I'm about to get blessed. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I feel something stirring down on the inside. Jeremiah said it's like fire shut up in my bones. Ezekiel said it's like a wheel inside of a wheel. Every now and then the fire begins to burn and the wheel begins to turn. And I feel like traveling on. I didn't plan on acting this way tonight. But I'm happy. I'm blessed. Hey, amen, I'm blessed. Why? Because I know. I know the Shepherd. Hallelujah. Oh, I think so many times, Brian, about the 23rd Psalm. And I preached on that a while back, and some of the ladies where I was in revival said they'd never heard it like that and how it blessed them. The 23rd Psalm is a personal psalm. For David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, and He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, aren't you glad for grace tonight? Aren't you glad for old time salvation? Aren't you glad that we can still praise the Lord? I'd rather be an old time Christian than anything I know. Oh, I think so many times of that song, how beautiful heaven must be. Oh, aren't you glad? Because of God's grace, you and I have a lot to look forward to. And we're blessed. And I think so many times of that song about heaven. Well, aren't you glad the songwriter said, I'm going to heaven. And he said, up there there'll be no sorrow. All tears are wiped away. The undertaker's signboard will not be on display. And there will be no doctor with a pillowcase in his hand, for there will be no sickness up in that happy land. Up there, there'll be no taxes. Everybody ought to be shouting now. Huh? No rent we'll have to pay. This deed is for your mansion. We'll hear the angels say, no washing, no mending. Our clothes won't be threadbare. We'll have a snow-white garment of righteousness to wear. Up there, there'll be no sorrow. All tears are wiped away. The undertaker's signboard, it won't be on display. We never shall grow hungry within that happy clime. We'll eat the hidden manna, drink grape juice from the vine. Oh, aren't you glad that we're headed someplace? And then the songwriter went on, and I like this verse. We'll meet the old-time Baptists. We will meet the old-time Baptists who trod the holy way. Some Nazarene and Pilgrim and Methodists that say, but most of all, my brother, my Savior, I will see. And what a grand homecoming that happy day will be. Oh, we've had a lot of great homecomings here, but it's just a foretaste of what's in the promised land. Oh, when all of God's children, Cal, gather together in that beautiful place that He has prepared for the people of God. It's all because of God's grace. It's all because of that. And down here, I see some of you just occasionally. But one of these days, I can come and visit you anytime I want to. Amen? Amen. We'll be together forever and ever and ever. And I think so many times, I love you folks, you know that. And I think so many times, especially in the last few years, I think, if I don't get around to seeing you the first million years, just hang in there, I'll get to you. Praise the Lord. Because we'll be together forever and ever and ever in that beautiful place. by grace ye are saved. Aren't you glad? Not by works, lest any man should boast. Oh, I'm glad tonight that we serve a God that is able to help. I thought, I heard the other day about this man that came out of a saloon. And when he came out, and there was a policeman putting a ticket on an automobile. And he said to the policeman, said, "You're not writing out a ticket, are you?" He said, "Yes." And the man had a few choice words for the policeman, and he wrote him out another ticket.